Let's realize it now. Let's live it right now. Starting now. Remember last week in the lesson from Romans, it said, Paul said, you know what time it is. How it is now the moment that you wake from sleep. Well, to me, that has kind of like a tone, just a little tone of urgency in it, and I would say that that's the understatement of the year. But how do we exactly live into God's reign? Yes, by obeying his commandments, his 10 commandments. But let's not forget about the love. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were intent on following the letter of the law, the logistics. In fact, they added approximately 600 more because for the Pharisees and the Sadducees, I guess God didn't, or he apparently didn't do a good enough job for them. So they added more to it. But those people forgot God's point. They forgot his intention. They forgot his true way. Loving God, loving each other, and helping and encouraging everybody to love God back and to make God accessible, to make God's love accessible to every single person. Now today, Isaiah tells us about living in God's reign. The givens, what the givens are, if we live in God's reign. Isaiah prophesied, he said, the wolf shall live with the lamb. Picture that. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the cat, and the lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, and their young shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. And then Isaiah goes on to say, they will not hurt or destroy on my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. So why is it so difficult to have peace and tranquility? Well, you've got it. Selfishness, and not just ours, but everyone's. Selfishness, greed, sin. It's kind of like the me, myself, and I syndrome, rather than really loving God first and foremost, putting him first in everything in each day of our lives, then loving others, and then loving ourselves, because all of us are God's children. Living our way, only our way, brings destruction and chaos. It can bring jealousy and greed. It can bring isolation and sometimes alienation, rejection, scarcity, despair, and unhealthy competitiveness. Let's think of Adam and Eve. That's the best and first example we get in the Bible. Adam and Eve, at first, in the garden, they were living with God. And how was life at that time for them? How was life for them? It was peaceful. It was abundant. And it was joy-filled. But when they turned against God and decided to listen to themselves, we know what happened. And it still is happening. Living God's way does bring peace. The collect today reminds us, it tells us, that God sent his messengers to let us know. But we, all people, we need to heed, we need to listen to, and obey the message, Jesus' word, God's word. And then in the gospel, John the Baptist, he warned them, and us today, he warned us too. John says, But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, and I love this, but I can't get too much glee because I should be sitting out there too. I mean it for myself. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Well, if the Sadducees and the Pharisees and us, if we're very genuinely interested in baptism, John tells them and he tells us too, okay, that's great, but then bear fruit worthy of repentance. If we and they were wanting baptism truly in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, we are to bear fruit worthy of God, bear fruit worthy of repentance. But we know that they were depending on their status, their ancestor, Abraham, kind of like having a free ride. In fact, John, he responds to them, he says, do not presume to say to yourself, we have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. What a comment. In other words, he's telling them, don't be so self-impressed. He says, we'll be your ancestors, Abraham. That's not worth much without your own personal true love inside of you, our own personal obedience to God. John was telling them and us that they and we are not above God's law. Just because we may have Abraham as our ancestor, or we might have an impressive godly ancestor in our own family very close to us, or we might have a high position or status or very influential friends and families. Nope. Each one of us is personally accountable before God, individually, for what we do and what we don't do, and mostly for how much we love. That's our challenge. We are to bring in, each of us, we are to bring in God's peaceable kingdom, realizing that we are accountable and then being accountable, doing and living for God first and foremost, which is worthy of repentance and that will bear fruit. Let's not forget what Isaiah prophesied for our most gracious and forgiving God. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord.